From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. Violent crime appears to be trending downward across the South. That's according to an early look at some new FBI data. But gun violence remains high across the region. One community in particular saw a surge in gun-related deaths last year. The Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist travels to Shreveport, Louisiana to see how the community is responding.
There's a country feel to the former Cooper Road neighborhood on Shreveport's northwest side. Tall grass waves and butterflies circulate as Tabitha Taylor talks about a mass shooting here last 4th of July.
It ripped us to shreds, ripped our hearts to shreds when you saw people in their homes or men lying in ditches and crying and saying, "Lord have mercy, I was just wondering, was I going to make it out alive?"
Four people died and several people were injured. Taylor says the next day, shell casings covered the ground. She's been a Shreveport City Council member for a few years and even pushed to have the city declare a state of emergency on gun violence. But she says this community and its kids need a lot more.
For years, almost decades, there has been this area of neglect. You gotta change that.
The mass shooting made national headlines. It was one of eight in Shreveport that year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. And gun violence has been a fixture on local news.
A shooting in Shreveport's Caddo Heights area left one man dead today.
Last night's double homicide left two people dead.
190 shootings and nearly 80 homicides were reported so far this year.
Mass shootings are defined as when four or more people were shot. Sitting at a conference room table in his dark police uniform and tie, Police Chief Wayne Smith says he adds a pin to a map in his office for each killing.
I don't understand myself what's causing things to go in a negative direction.
After four decades in the force, he took over as chief a few years back. He says the department has a new hub to monitor 1,300 surveillance cameras. But still, one of their biggest challenges is stopping gun violence within relationships.
80, 90, even more percent of them, the victims and the suspects know each other. They're not strangers. How do you regulate that? How do you enforce that?
To learn more about the rising crime, he spent time interviewing kids who went through the juvenile justice system and people who were formerly incarcerated. Smith says access to weapons is a contributing factor.
Some would tell me that getting a gun on the street was just as easy as going to Circle K buying a soda pop.
Over in Lakeside, another historically black neighborhood, Robert Ruchon is on his lunch break. His grandma lives near here, and he's been around this neighborhood most of his life. People tend their lawns as he points to a boarded up corner store and says two schools have closed.
When people say they have nothing, like over here we have nothing. We all have no resources.
Bruchon works in gang violence intervention with the nonprofit Best 13. He builds relationships to stop cycles of violence.
I'm not trying to tell grown people what to do, but I am trying to keep things from getting out of hand.
People who go on to commit crimes often were victims of violence themselves. So stopping one act can have a ripple effect.
I've been down these roads, you know, and I'm trying to prevent you from doing it because trouble is easy to get into, but it's hard to get out and it takes a long time. Like, people don't understand.
Ruchon says it's mostly young people getting in trouble in Shreveport, that they're often wrestling with depression. And Tabitha Taylor says they're also grappling with the effects of social media and parents who can't get good jobs. The city councilwoman says economic development, education, and helping strengthen families all play a role in curbing violence.
We can't go back and just think about the time when we grew up. It's a different time.
A neighbor, Terry Savannah, joins us. When I ask what would help this area, he says it's complicated.
You know, it's a urban city. The community is it's poverty stricken. Instead of opening schools, we're closing the schools and building more jails.
Despite last year's mass shooting, Savannah's family plans to keep their 4th of July tradition.
So do you think you guys are going to have the party this year?
Yeah, we're planning on it. Hopefully, you know, we'll be better prepared than we were last time. We will be more cautious.
The Shreveport Police Department says it's meeting with community leaders to try and help curb gun violence. But some say the city needs to deal with more systemic issues, like high incarceration rates, to get at the root of the problem. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Kat Stromquist in Shreveport, Louisiana.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.